Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows in Garrett County, Maryland, Deep Creek, Maryland, Mountain Lake, Maryland, beautiful Maryland. It's a great place over here. The people are wonderful. The women are all beautiful. The men are handsome, and like Bill Mayer sitting in front of me, and he's not only handsome, folks, he's my newest best friend. This guy is in the creamery business. You know what that means? That means he makes ice cream. His company is called Lakeside Creamery. And, you know, you heard me yesterday saying that he was going to be on the show. I was going to introduce you to a guy in the creamery business, and I just threw it out there. You know, if you remember, I just threw it out there that I liked, in case he was listening, that I liked mint chocolate chip. And I mentioned another flavor or two. Well, guess what, folks? He shows up today with, 4 quarts of ice cream. And I'm holding in my hand a little cup with some mint chocolate chip. And I'm telling you what, folks, this is delicious. I've never eaten ice cream on the air before. It's good stuff. Bill Mayer, welcome to the show, and thanks for the ice cream.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad you're eating the Breakfast of Champions.
it's got the two major food groups, sugar and preservatives, right?
Oh, no preservatives.
Okay, it's all fresh. Okay. This is delicious.
Thank you.
This is the best mint chocolate chip I've ever eaten. I don't envy too many people of their job because I love what I do. But I got to say, I wouldn't mind being in the ice cream business. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. It's been a dream of mine since I was 4.
I'll be with you in a minute, folks. I'm enjoying this ice cream. Really? Since 4, huh?
When I grew up eating ice cream, you know, for breakfast.
You like
lunch,
me, you like ice cream.
Yes, sir.
So you decided, you know, that's the coolest thing in the world would be to be in the ice cream business.
When my first non-farm job was working at an ice cream store, and at that point I realized that's what I wanted to do.
You grew up on a farm?
I grew up in a farming community, so I worked on the farms.
I see. All right. Okay, now your creamery is called Lakeside Creamery. It's actually not open right now.
Our main store is not open. We do have some satellite stores that are open.
Okay, and where are they?
They're in Garrett County also.
Okay, I see what you mean. Are they going to be open all winter?
Yes, sir.
Good. Okay, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I was worried that you were going to close down and weren't going to be able to serve your product. Now, tell me about how you make ice cream.
The way we started is we actually call it a batch freezer operation. So what we call the mom and pops in the industry, that's what most people that have homemade ice cream stores do. It's just like your old-fashioned hand crank machine.
Except it's bigger.
Except for it's bigger and there's no hand crank.
Well, you know, we used to say that, you know, you had to put the love in the ice cream when you made it, you know, with a hand crank.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you guys, how do you get the love in there with the electric motor?
18 hours a day.
How many flavors?
We make about 103 flavors.
And you make it right there from scratch, from whole milk. You have the full ice cream, you have the light ice cream, all that?
We just do full. Okay. We realize that most people, when they come, they want the real thing.
By golly, if they want ice cream, they're going to get ice cream.
They're going to get it. We don't actually pasteurize it there. We have our own formula at a dairy plant that uses local milk that pasteurizes our products.
So your milk is all made by local dairy? The milk is from local dairy?
Yes, sir.
And 100 and how many flavors?
103. In a season. Now, they'll vary depending on if strawberries are fresh. We'll do a fresh strawberry. If cantaloupes are in season, we do fresh cantaloupe.
Wow.
I've
never had cantaloupe ice cream.
Excellent.
I've never had pumpkin pie ice cream, and I understand. I'm holding in my hand, let's see, what is it? Now, this is the, okay, here we go. There's the pumpkin. I'm holding a pumpkin pie ice cream. I can't wait for this.
It tastes like pumpkin pie a la mode. We use nutmeg and cinnamon, and it's incredible.
Chocolate. There's a whole quart of chocolate. Now, I understand this chocolate is kind of a special chocolate.
We've won through the National Ice Cream Retailers Association. We've taken some blue ribbons on our chocolate.
I mean, how can you make chocolate better than just chocolate? I mean, you actually can win an award for chocolate.
Yes, and it varies in quality and standards, and we think we use some of the top quality ingredients in the world.
Is this a business you recommend for other people?
I recommend it for people that do their homework
and who love ice cream.
Who love business. And if they love ice cream, absolutely. I teach several courses and I own entrepreneurship for the ice cream industry. And
good for you.
People see the lines on July and go, I can do that business.
Ah.
What they don't remember is a Wednesday in January with a foot of snow.
Right.
How are you covering your overhead?
Right. They get so you got to make them look at the whole year, right? Even of course, you know, in different parts of the country, ice cream is, you know, sells in the middle of July. You know, you go down in Florida or California, you know, you're going to be able to do that. But But a lot of parts of the country, in fact, the very north, a place like yours completely closes up in the winter.
Most do, although actually ice cream is seasonal year-round, even in California and Florida and places where it's warm, because we're from the northeast, and when it's 70 degrees in California, that's cold when they're used to an 85 or 90-degree temperature.
But see, you and I are probably alike. There is no season for ice cream.
Agreed.
Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I don't. I never understood that. I never understood, you know, 2 feet of snow, I can still eat ice cream. Okay, now you teach entrepreneurship.
Yes, sir.
What do you tell them?
Do their homework. I tell them to do their research. There's a 90% failure rate within the ice cream industry.
90%.
And I think some of that's a little bit misguided.
Does that include people who are just retailing, not just people who are in the creamery business? You actually are a manufacturer.
Yeah, we look at it. I try to put as many financial legs in businesses as possible. The more revenue streams you have, the more chance
right.
of success.
Right.
And I believe that the more you have, the better your long-term...
The channels to get your product out is what you're talking about, I think.
Well, and the revenues to come in. Because
right.
if you're just manufacturing ice cream, you don't have the retail sales.
Right.
Or if you're just retailing ice cream, you don't have the manufacturing side.
But you also wholesale, right?
Yes, sir.
Do people put your brand on their menus and say... You know, this is Lakeside Creamery ice cream.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's a good thing for you too, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's a regional draw. We're in Pennsylvania, Western Maryland, and West Virginia. So we've got a fairly large distribution.
And how long you been doing this?
11 years.
You've been in the creamery business 11 years.
I opened up the business in 1995.
Congratulations!
Thanks.
I'm really proud of you. We're gonna take a quick break. Bill Mayer's gonna be with me one more segment, and we're gonna talk a little bit more about. What it's like being in business in rural Maryland, Mountain Maryland. Right after these messages, 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Red band, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
I'm Jim Blassingame, small business advocate. And, okay, have you ever had pumpkin pie ice cream?
It's delicious.
I've never had pumpkin pie. Bill, this is wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Man, this guy knows how to make some ice cream, folks. If you get a chance, can they order it online or anything? Will you send it to them?
No, shipping over next day is too expensive, prohibitive, but we would gladly welcome the visit.
Well, see, I don't agree with you. I don't think anything is too expensive for this ice cream.
Well, thanks.
This is good stuff, folks. All right, I'm going to set it down. I'll return to my ice cream after a while. Thank you for bringing it in, by the way. Bill Mayer, ladies and gentlemen, is the owner of Lakeside Creamery. 11 years you've been in the creamery business.
Yes, sir.
And so obviously it's been successful for you. Is it growing?
Yes, we see it somewhere between a 5% and 15% growth year over year.
Congratulations. You got any competitors?
Yeah, when I actually opened the business, we had about 11 competitors. We're down to about 9 right now.
So you run a couple of them out of business, huh?
No, I think they just changed.
Just got tired, huh? What would you tell when you teach entrepreneurship? And by the way, you get to go all over the world teaching and meeting people who are in the ice cream business, don't you?
Yes, I do.
That's a pretty cool job, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
what would be the one thing, you know, we've got a lot of entrepreneurs, budding entrepreneurs right now who are listening in, and they'd like to have your wisdom and your experience available to them. What would you say to them right now?
For the ice cream industry, you have to be a people person. You have to be able to work with vendors, your staff, your customers, and especially in the ice cream business, it's a very much customer-oriented business. It's a volume of number of people. You've got to deal with hundreds and hopefully thousands of people a day.
Well... And how do you do that? How do you get your employees to imprint your attitude that you just gave us on your employees so that they deliver that service, relationship, build those relationships when you're not there?
That's a great question. We have a staff at 38, and over the last 11 years, we just broke our 100th employee last year.
Wow.
So we have almost a negative attrition rate.
Wow.
And so part of it is picking the right people. I know in this day and age when people talk about people...
In 11 years, you've only had 100 people working for you. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
And you're at 38 right now. That's pretty darn good. Yeah, congratulations.
Well, thanks.
And so how do you do that?
Part of it is through hiring the right people. I mean, I've gone through I've heard the problems with people hiring, and most of it I've seen comes from they don't hire the right person to begin with. They take who they get rather than going to get the right person.
It's the sad story about small business. Bill, that you just described, small businesses are the two things that we're not good at, and I know you've heard me say this before, folks, it's we're not good at marketing and we're not good at human resources.
Would you
agree with that?
Absolutely.
And those are the two things, if you could fix that, if you could give any of us a shot, you know, an inoculation for anything, it'd be for those two things, wouldn't you?
I'd say that and paperwork.
Well, you know, we can hire people to do paperwork, and we do hire people to do paperwork, but for some reason, we think that we don't need to outsource the human resources part of it, and really, we need help with that, don't we?
Absolutely.
How do you do it?
Mine's a pretty aggressive interview process. I hire mainly 14 to 23-year-olds, so when people talk about the youth of the country, I can only say great things about them.
Really?
Absolutely.
Now, you know, I don't hear that all the time.
Oh, I know, and I'm disappointed because I think people get what they look for also.
Ah, so you're saying that's the Pygmalion effect, isn't it, where you know, you get what you expect?
Absolutely, and part of it comes from the top down. I believe that if you're not good to your people aren't going to be good to you.
It works out that way, doesn't it?
So you're pretty
bullish on the younger generation.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, and I bet you're doing an awful lot, Bill, to help those young people who work for you turn out to be productive, and I congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you.
What's the key to your success? I got about a minute left.
I'd say the staffing, the people, the work ethic, and giving good quality to the people and a good value. It's an experience, and that's what you need to make it.
It's not just about the ice cream, right?
It's a component of it, but it's not the only thing.
Yeah. Of course, the ice cream is pretty darn cool. And I'm folks, you know, I don't know what I'm going to look like in a week or two after I eat all this ice cream. Because I guess I do have to eat all this, right? Bill?
Before you leave
You're
the
not
firm.
Taking it back, right?
No, sir.
We don't have any coolers around here, so I'm going to have to wait in on this ice cream. Bill, you got a website?
LakesideCreamery.com.
Now, what do we find when we get there?
You'll see a picture of our store. There's some links to the courses that I teach and a list
Good.
Of flavors and a way to get off-site information and wholesaling information.
If somebody wanted to go into the creamery business, would you help them?
Absolutely.
Is that something that you do, maybe a consulting kind of thing?
All the time.
All the time. Okay, so, folks, the website is lakesidecreamery.com. His name is Bill Maher. That's M-E-A-G-H-E-R. Bill, congratulations.
Thanks, Jim.
I'm very proud of you. You're one of my heroes.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
And thanks for the ice cream.
Anytime.
Especially the mint chocolate chip. All right, folks, I'm going to eat a little ice cream, but I'll be back on the other side of the news. Maybe I'll be full by then. We've got a lot more to come here in Garrett County, Maryland. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.